first Friday. Hard to believe that the city rolled out that downtown event like 15 years ago.
That's right.
HPR's Noe Donegawa here. She's taking a closer look. First Friday coming of age.
Mm-hmm, kind of. I mean, you know how it rocketed up, and after about the first 5 years, it really got traction. It was fantastic for a few years, and then it started kind of getting a little raunchy, and the art galleries kind of left the scene. It turned into more of a fashion daytime thing, and it was a big party drinking crowd at night, and the whole thing was just kind of spinning out a little bit, you know? But lately, organizations in Chinatown, different businesses, Hawaii Theater, all these different groups, Mark's Garage, Kumukoho, they're pulling together and really trying to recreate a beautiful scene downtown. And they got a terrific thing going now. I really think it's something worth talking about and going to. First thing people ask, right, Catherine, where am I going to park?
Yes.
So let me get you started by going to HISAM. You know, HISAM, the Hawaii State Art Museum, is the museum in the old Hemeter building right across the state capitol, and you can valet park. You pull up there on Richard Street and valet park your car if you want, okay? You can do that, or I just found a parking space right on Richard Street this past Friday. It was great. And as I was heading into HISAM, You can notice that there's a beautiful lawn, and you kind of have to enter from the side. You go on in there, and there was a great, you know, reception right in the area. The Super Groupers were playing, and that's Scott Otoro, Naveed Najafi, Illicit, one of the greatest hip-hop groups in this state. They were holding court there in the lobby, and it was just a fantastic, this is how you get your evening started there.
Cool.
At HISAM. In the HISAM shop, there was new work by Linda Hess, a kind of selfie station that she made with some wacky red and white poppies. And then there's a set of beautiful prints by Masami Teraoka. I don't know if you can picture his kind of semi-traditional Japanese woodblock print looking things. This print is an oyster diver, a woman with indigo tattoos all over her body, and she's kind of crouched on a rock with waves breaking behind her. It's a very impactful print he's got there. And the HISAM shop also has a display of work by Lori Uehara, some thoughtful carved wood. They're kind of like three-dimensional fairy tales, Catherine. Like there'll be a little rabbit, and then there'll be a ladder, and then maybe a hand crank and an alarm clock or something. You look at it and go, hey, you just make up your own stories for these. They're beautifully made, too. And there are also some new martini glasses by Mark Mitsuda that are pretty nice. But, you know, so there are people all wandering around there by the shop, and in that lower downstairs area, there's the cafe where they also sell drinks and so on. And Ali Ishikuni and Travis Sasaki of Mori by Art and Flea, they had their crew there. And that kind of means Roger Bong of Aloha Got Soul. He also has a little radio station called Central Pacific Time. And recently they released a new album by Nick Kurosawa. He was there that night, singing this sort of soulful version of himself. It was great to hear him. He debuted this sound at the Atherton, by the way, about a month ago. Upstairs, you know, you go on up the stairway, and there's a new exhibit out there. It's called Men. I mean, you know how women have always been the subject of
right.
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's been nice. Uh-huh. But this is all local artists on the subject of men. So there are portraits, there are full-body things, and it's really great to see couples, you know, like out on a date night, young couples
yes.
just hanging out in front of these works and just looking at them, talking about them. What is this thing trying to say to me? And there's also a show of new acquisitions up there as well. New acquisitions by the State Museum means that those are our new artworks, and they're worth going up to see. You know, I saw Jonathan Korth in that new exhibitions show. He's the president of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, and it was so great to see him there because chamber music this season is fantastic. I've rarely seen a better one, so check out Honolulu Chamber Music. Also in that upstairs, the central part is kind of a glass-enclosed atrium. They have classical music up there, and there was an opera singer singing this very same
cool.
night. Then you can descend the beautiful stairs and you're back out into the night, and that's the HISAM experience. From there, you head on over to, I'd say, get on over to Mark's Garage. Now, what I did was I took my car out and I just parked it right there in the lot on Baritania Street. Or you can park it in the lot right behind Long's, you know, there off of Pulley. And I'm telling you, there is always space. Now, Mark's Garage is celebrating Pride Month this month with a show called Brown, Queer, and Also Here. Artworks and stories by LGBTQI, which is intersex, plus people. And, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of people there with their artworks, their families. And on stage, if you have not been to a poetry slam lately, this is kind of how it sounds.
Trying to change things, rearrange my ways, recreate my space. I've been running so long that I've forgotten where I'm coming from. I've never planted my roots because my wounds feel best when I'm home.
So interesting. I mean, you know, let me tell you, people were getting on stage really digging down deep for this stuff. And it was a great crowd there, too. And there's LGBTQI programming all through the month, including a financial planning workshop and a showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wow.
At the end of the month, right? Halloween.
It's kind of wild.
It's going to be hosted by Titta Titzling and her cast. There are a lot of nice paintings right across the street from Mark's Garage at Information. It's kind of a style shop. Adam Tomkison's got his work in there. And let me tell you, there's some nice stuff at sort of like breakthrough prices. And Barrio Vintage is right up Nu'uanu from Mark's Garage. A lot of people would not leave
cute
Chinatown
stuff
without stopping by there. And, you know, on First Friday, there's just like the sidewalks are getting crowded with people again, too. People who are not falling down drunk. People who are looking at stuff and out for the first time. I met a lot of people who had never been to a First Friday before and were just checking it out.
I mean, it really sounds like just an incredibly eclectic mix of stuff, you know, from classic to kind of crazy.
Isn't that great to have in Honolulu?
It is.
I mean, there's the Hawaii Theater must be waking up because it's like a beast coming alive. That park that's there on the Makai side of is looking much better, cleaned up. You know, Hawaii Theater kind of controls that whole block up to Nu'uanu. There's a new restaurant in where Epic used to be. It's Burmese, Rangoon, highly rated. And Solomon Enos has just opened a gallery. Just Makai of that, a new one. He's opened a gallery in front of his studio. And his studio was designed by Travis Sasaki from Mori by Art and Fleet. Fantastic. And they've arranged a beautiful display for these bronze polyfantastica figures that he's made over the years. It's really incredible. Upstairs is another studio for Tommy Height. His work is on display right now at the Aupuni Space in Kaka'ako. And, you know, they're closing down the street now between Nu'uanu and Smith. Hotel is closed. A lot of great places to eat and drink down there. There's another reason to check out First Fridays again.
So it's interesting. I mean, how long had it been before you took this visit?
Actually, just a couple of weeks because I really, there have been some interesting things going on at High Sam. So it's really good to keep an eye on. But now I see the rest of Chinatown's jumping on board too.
All right. Sounds like you had fun.
I did.
I might
come along next time.
Yes, I will. All right. Thanks so much. That was Noe Tanigawa taking a closer look at First Friday, Coming of Age.